Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the Monday show. And by the way, tonight at midnight, which is, of course, 9 p.m. Pacific time, but midnight East Coast, the sale is on. That's the Thanksgiving 7 for Heaven sale. Sale is free shipping over $149, 7% off everything, including previous sale prices and multi-packs. You can't believe it. And we also provide free consults. You don't need a membership. Don't even subscribe or anything. To email me, Dr. Bill Deagle, drbill, D-E-A-G-L-E, at hotmail.com to get a free protocol as to what to do. I'll even give you advice on the conventional things your own doctor and your health insurance can cover that will cover 60 to 70% of what you need for testing. The other 30%, I can arrange for test kits to come to you anywhere in the world, and we can have those test results reviewed online. We also have some quantum testing sites. So we now have our three sites, soon to be four sites, for Metapathia Hunter scans. We have QRMA scannings all over North America, and we even have some overseas in Brussels and elsewhere now. So if you want to get some help, get it free. Just email me. That's Dr. Bill Deagle, D-R-B-I-L-L-D-E-A-G-L-E at hotmail.com. We have Josh Bernstein, and there's lots to talk about. Josh, let's start off with my buddy, my cohort, my tag team player, Josh Bernstein, over the horrors of what's going on with the sexual impropriety scams and insanity happening not only in the media but in politics. And when I saw the rules that they had in the Congress and Senate to protect themselves from interns and so on that had been abused or especially harassed, or, you know, people walking around in towels and dropping the towels in the Congress and Senate, and all the rules they had to pay from our purse, not from the member, I find it kind of bizarre that they have the nerve, especially people like Small Hands, Marco Rubio, making his comments about Roy Moore. Roy Moore, as far as I'm concerned, is a traditional Christian. He believes in dating, when he came back to the military, late teenagers, not underage, and which is normal, by the way, because women mature far faster than men. I remember back in grade 9, I was a very smart kid in terms of book smart, but I wasn't really functionally, mentally capable until getting married until mid-20s. Women are marriageable easily in their late teens, 16, 17, 18, because they're miles ahead of guys. Even little girls are ahead of boys in terms of their social IQ. It's way higher. There's no comparison, which is why women are the glue that holds families together. And the fact is that what Roy Moore did was totally understandable. I mean, this is a traditional culture back in Alabama. And this idea that he's a pedophile or he's some kind of a groper is ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, look, I have no doubt that Roy Moore in his youth was a skirt chaser, no doubt. Do I think he raped anyone or sodomized anyone or sexually assaulted anyone? No, I don't. I really honestly don't. I think that this has been a story that's been put up by the establishment Republicans and the left, more than likely has originated from Mitch McConnell, because Mitch McConnell did not get his hand-picked candidate in Luther Strange. The people of Alabama rejected Luther Strange. They went with the bona fide true conservative in Roy Moore. He didn't like that and no doubt has been working with the left in opposition research to plant these stories. We also know that the Washington Post, quote-unquote journalists, have been accused of paying at least $1,000 in cash to anybody in Alabama that was willing to come forward allegations.
That's not just a journalistic thing. That was caught on audio tape, wasn't it?
Right. As a matter of fact, it's with the Attorney General's office right now, the district attorney in Alabama. They're reviewing the information as to whether or not to press charges.
Well, I think they will. In fact, the very people that are doing this, in fact, are working actively on the campaign for Doug Jones. And Doug Jones is not just a conservative Democrat. This guy is uber leftist. And here's a couple of factoids that people may or may not know, even if they're pro so-called feminist. 93% of abortions do first trimester abortions, wouldn't do a late trimester. But Doug Jones and the Wicked Witch of the West, the Hildebeest, Hillary Rodham Clinton, support sticking the scissors in the back of the baby's brain as they're coming through the birth canal, sucking the brains out, collapsing the skull, and pulling it out dead. And this is what this monster believes in. Now, if you truly want to control pregnancy, you can put a valve in, and you can't get PID or pregnancy. But this idea they want, the left, wants a ritual sacrifice of dead babies. This is not rational. I believe in population control. I believe in people spacing their kids or whatever. But this idea of pushing this uber-leftist policy, and it's also not good for the population because women are getting married too late. They're having babies. They're having higher risk of genetic defects, including a linear increase in autism and Down syndrome and other genetic defects if they have their children in their late 30s or 40s. It's not normal. And the fact is, our culture is screwed up. And, of course, it also damages women because if they've had an abortion, which many of these women have, I'm willing to put money on it. This one Lawson, who said she didn't have any contact with Roy Moore, who was presiding over a 1999 divorce, I guarantee you the woman has had an abortion and she's emotionally and soulfully damaged by this because both I and my wife worked for years with post-abortion counseling. And I can tell you, she has all the marks of someone who's been damaged by this. And I talked to Women in Now, which is the abortion rights group and so on, 1999 in front of the steps of the Capitol building. And after I gave my testimony, a lot of them broke their signs. They realized that they've been caught in this, wherever many of these women have repeated abortions.
Right.
They're emotionally damaged. They can't make a relationship with their own children that they have naturally later or their husband. So they have serial divorces as well as broken families and damaged and injured kids that are not emotionally tied to their parents. And instead of a woman being the center of a family, these women are emotionally traumatized. And it's the uber left that's doing all this GD damage. It really is disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, it truly is. And I think, you know, what the one who's going to win from this entire Roy Moore thing is going to be Chuck Schumer, because he's going to get this left-wing Doug Jones in the Senate. Now, think about this. The Democrats never even thought that they could even compete in a red state like Alabama. They figured, oh, we'll throw somebody up that's going to get absolutely crushed by either Roy Moore or Luther Strange. And what ends up happening? They're actually going to win this seat. Why? Because the people in Alabama that are going to protest vote for Roy Moore because they don't like what's happening to him, they're going to split the vote with either the write-in candidate or people staying home or people voting for the Democrat. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to have a situation unfold like Ross Perot, George H. Walker Bush, and Bill Clinton, where Bill Clinton won with 39% of the vote, and George H. Walker Bush had 37%. Why? Because Ross Perot took 18%. You're looking at the same type of situation where Doug Jones is going to win with a lower percentage that seat, because it's going to split the vote between Roy Moore and write-ins and all the other things. And that's what I'm afraid is going to happen.
Here's a couple of alternative view on that. Firstly, I found out when I was watching Judge Napolitano, the write-in has to be an exact name. So, for example, let's say you want to write in Jefferson Sessions. You have to spell it correctly or the write-in doesn't work, number one. And according to his opinion, he didn't think the write-in would work. Number two, we have apparently their own polls, and I've been doing tons of research and contacts myself. And although the polls are saying, so one of the polls says that Doug Jones is ahead by something like 8 points, the poll that actually came out Friday for Judge Roy Moore actually has him 5 to 5.5 points still ahead. Now, I have a feeling that especially as the Attorney General moves forward on going after these people that actually were offering $1,000 to pay women to come forward, I have a feeling this is going to blow up in the face of the Democrats. And even if there's only a few percent move, my guess, because most people that are supporters of Trump or supporters of Roy Moore do not want to talk to pollsters. So you've got the, what I call the pollster effect. So that's going to be good for at least 5 points. And my guess is Roy's going to come in, and it's going to cause a catastrophe. Now, one of the things that I saw the spokes lady for President Trump, and her comments to the people on Friends and Fox and Friends this morning was very shocking. The Fox and Friends people were saying, well, what about the young Republicans? They rejected him. What about the GOP? They rejected him, cut off his funding. And Kellyanne Conway basically stated, well, Trump wants to have a conservative Republican in there. And she's, and then she made a comment that, you know, look at all these allegations. And she, and then they asked her if Trump was going to campaign for Roy Moore. She said, there's no plans right now. I think, Trump, you got to get in this. You got to start tweeting about it. You need to get in the race. You need to support Roy. You need to push this over, or you and your agenda are dead. That's what's coming, isn't it?
Well, the other thing is whether or not they'll seat him if he does win.
It doesn't matter. They can't do it. He's a, it's pretty
satisfying. Want revenge on the common household?
So, Josh, let's continue. I don't know if we have you back over on Skype to get a little better audio, if not to segment the next one. I'm really concerned that Trump is just not getting the ball. Kellyanne Conway, when she spoke this morning, made it very, very clear to the panel, and they were all seemed to be in a state of shock, because Fox News, basically, from what I'm concerned, is lockstep rocking with the Rhino Republicans. And that includes even Tucker Carlson and Hannity. Hannity backed off after five of his sponsors for his show beat him up from even making comments, trying to be fair and balanced over the issue, whether he was guilty. And he quoted all these cases he was virtually involved with. Hannity's got a long broadcasting history. This guy's been around for like 30 years. And he actually is like half a lawyer. This guy's got a brain. He's not an idiot. And he showed all the cases where he personally stood up for people in the media that were declared guilty, and it went through, you know, grand juries and everything, and proved that they were unreasonable accusations not based on facts, and they ruined the lives of many of these people. And the accusations against Judge Moore, to be honest with you, are tame compared to the accusations against Donald Trump. If Donald Trump doesn't come forward on this, man, this is, I'm going to lose a lot more faith in Donald. I'm thinking, man, I'm hanging on by a couple fingernails on the Trump chain. But Trump, you got to get with it. You got to campaign for Roy. You got to make sure that Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer don't get another guy on their side. Because if you think your agenda is going to get through when you're hanging by one or two votes in the Senate, getting this tax bill through by Christmas, I think you're delusional. I really think that we're really close. If Trump doesn't come out and support Judge Moore, I think we're close to catastrophe. And I think they're worried that they're going to lose the female women in vote. Look, the first way to fix the women vote is to change the damn rules in the Senate and the Congress for all these interns and people so they can't be abused anymore. The second thing is come out and say, look, I spoke like that, you know, off term, and he apologized for it, Trump did, at that trailer. But he never did any of it, and there's no indications he ever did any of it. But to me, the accusations against Trump are more serious than the accusations against Roy Moore, because the so-called accusation he had an underage girlfriend, 14, is crap. And this one Korfman, they said there was a phone in the bedroom, and there was no phone there. That's all proven records. We see the information about the so-called yearbook. And there's this pay to destroy, and we have the picture side-by-side of Jeff Bezos and Roy Moore. And, of course, Bezos has got it in. He figures, I'm going to use my billions to change the politics of America. Jeff Bezos and Amazon needs to be seriously sued over this, because this kind of what I call seditious activity should be receive a criminal sentence and or time in jail. And that doesn't mean if you're a billionaire or a trillionaire, whatever the hell you are, you get away with this kind of crap. Jeff Bezos needs to have a mark on his back, doesn't he?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, look, the Washington Post, ever since that he's taken it over, has been nothing but a hit piece each and every week against President Trump. During the campaign, they were protecting Hillary Clinton with puff stories after puff story. Hillary, but yet excoriating Trump at every chance that they could get. Now, we know that these two journalists, McCrummon and Reindorf, well, first of all, McCrummon is a criminal. She is a convicted criminal, not just aggravated DUIs and DUIs, but also writing bad checks. So she has no credibility whatsoever. Reindorf is the one that was accused of actually giving $1,000 in cash to people at an Alabama Roy Moore rally that the attorney general, the district attorney in Alabama, says has auditory proof of that and is doing the research right now to make sure the authenticity of the person's voice matches Reindorf. So these are two, you know, discredited journalists that have the credibility of Barack Obama's birth certificate.
Right. He could have been born or hatched on Mars, for all we know, because he has a Connecticut Social Security number. So we know even his comments would be joining Occidental University here in California, applying as a foreign student. Barack Obama is not even an American, let alone has the right to run as a president. And he and his cabal, which are these globalists like who recently died, Zbigniew Brzezinski, wrote the Grand Chessboard. You know, Zbigniew was the one who proposed to him to use the name Barack Obama and push it. His name is Barry Sitaro. Yeah, Zbigniew Brzezinski was one of his primary advisors. And behind him was a Saudi billionaire. And, of course, it wouldn't surprise me because we have the Saudi billionaire playing all these games. And they're also involved with artificial intelligence. You know, Sophia, this new supercomputer, has got citizenship in Saudi Arabia. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Isn't that weird? And I saw her on video on television. This is an AI system, and they also launched what's called a blockchain supernet artificial intelligence system in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. That's where they launched the damn thing.
Well, I think that Trump right now has a tough situation on his hands because we've got to make sure that Roy Moore wins this seat. And, the other thing that I've been discussing is the only thing that I would agree with Mitch McConnell about is maybe they ought to take and remove Jeff Sessions from the attorney general position and put him back in the Senate because the people of Alabama will vote for Jeff Sessions. They know him. They trust him. He's been a great senator for a long time. He's just been a horrible attorney general. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't believe Roy Moore, and it doesn't mean that I don't trust him or think that he's guilty, because I do think he's a good person. I think he's a good man, and I think he'd be a great senator.
I want to win that seat, and I don't care how he does it. I think you're going to have some tough discussions between Trump behind the scenes and Sessions, because I think that, I don't know whether it's a year or 2 years left in Sessions' term, because I think he's coming up in a year or two. But my guess is, because this is just an interim thing, right, this the election of Roy Moore, what I think you're right is we need to retain the seat, more importantly, and Roy Moore has to have time for him to clear his name. The fact is Roy Moore should have had a closer support from Donald Trump in the first place rather than Donald Trump supporting Mitch McConnell's pick, which is Luther Strange. What a freaking name. Luther Strange, a 7 foot tall swamp monster who's a lobbyist, who's been a bad guy forever. And Trump, unfortunately, has got a lot of bad advisors, including McConnell, that told him, hey, you better support this fella.
Well, that's the problem. Trump should have realized when he appointed Elaine Chao, which is Mitch McConnell's Chinese wife. She was a former George W. Bush administration official, and she was serving as Secretary of Transportation. When he appointed her, he was doing that to say to Mitch, okay, I'm going to put your wife in my administration. I need you to sign on and not fight me and get my agenda done. And what has Mitch done? Just the opposite. And then what does Mitch do? He says, oh, Mr. President, we want you to support Luther Strange, not Roy Moore. Roy Moore is too conservative for the Senate. Let's do that. Trump, listen to him. That's just ridiculous. He should have never listened to him.
There are three things that Trump needs to do if he wants to get elected on 2020. Number one, he's got to get the tax bill through. That's number one, because it affects everybody. Number two, he needs to get health care fixed, and pulling this so-called mandate from Obamacare is part of that, which should be in the tax bill, because that's a good way. They need to pull pieces of it, one at a time, chop it up. And the third thing he needs to do is pro-life. He already has Gorsuch there. He's probably going to nominate two more judges before the end of his 2020 term. And if he does, and you have Roy Moore in there, he's an uber-Christian pro-life leader in the Senate, it's a done deal. Roe versus Wade over the heartbeat abortion bill where you can detect a heartbeat, you can't do an abortion, is done. And America will shine like one of the only nations in the Western world that's non-Muslim that doesn't kill babies after you can detect a heartbeat.
Right.
And if Donald Trump does that, he'll go down as the greatest president. Those three things. Fixing the tax code, fixing health care, and saving babies' lives so we don't have to celebrate happy, unhappy, on birthday, September 6th. How's that?
Attention.
So, Josh, the next issue is North Korea. I guess Trump declared North Korea a state sponsor of terrorism. Now, we already have terrorism laws. So by doing that, individuals and corporations and businesses in China and other countries
right.
can be shut down, which is another layer of putting what I call the thumb screws on tighter and tighter. If mm-hmm. China doesn't totally back America denuclearizing North Korea, China is going to really take it. Now, the first thing that's happened is Trump's already announced when he was over in the Asia tour that he's thinking about a 25% tariff against all Chinese goods. They also, about 4 years ago, the Chinese actually passed laws in the People's Republican Army that American corporations couldn't own 51% of any corporation, even if they set it up for a de novo. They also had all kinds of rules and so on about importing products like cars and food goods and other things into China. So there's an $800 billion deficit per year with China, $73 billion with Japan, and $30 billion with South Korea. We need to fix this. It's $1 trillion a year. You wonder why the economy is crap? 50,000 factories are the reason per, you know, since the last 30 years exported to other countries. And it's not just the state taxes. It's all the policies. It's the policies that we have here that Trump has literally detangled so there's not so many damn regulations. But on the other side, there's predatory practices and hacking into our databases for breaking patents and copyright in China, equivalent to the tune of about $300 billion a year, about $30 billion a year just to Canada, 10 times smaller than the United States. So people need to understand Trump is putting the thumb screws on China, and we're on the edge of a giant trade war with China. If China doesn't cave on North Korea, it's going to be an ugly, ugly 2018. And I think we're on the edge of a catastrophe financially of the planet because the two largest economies, if they decide to go to trade war, the world is going to crash, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, China and their, you know, currency manipulation that they've been doing for years, I think that the only president that is willing to address that and to fight against that is President Trump. Wilbur Ross was one of the best picks for Commerce Secretary. He pretty much said right from the very beginning, you know, the days of China cheating and taking advantage of the United States are over. And he's done a really good thing. He's put a lot of fines in place against the Chinese. We're talking $900 billion worth of fines. If you do the research, you can see that that's wow. one of the first things that he's done.
Impressive.
Yeah, so he's definitely taking it to them. But here's the thing. By calling them a state sponsor of terror, you are correct in the fact that now the banks that are doing business with them can also be put out of business because you're now sponsoring terrorism because they've been designated as such. But more than anything else, it allows an attack against the North Korean regime to be that much more palatable to the geopolitical world because of the fact that now they are a state sponsor of terrorism. So I think it's more of an international consensus to do that to them so that when he does attack them, he'll have the international community on his side.
I think that Trump is a master at this. Everybody underestimates Trump. He's never going to get the nomination. He's never going to become president. He's never going to bring back the economy. I heard all these financial pundits saying he's going to crash the economy. When he comes in, nobody's done more good for the economy since the founders of the United States itself. He's probably the best business president we've ever had.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, he is. Certainly the most experienced in business, too.
Exactly, and here's the facts. He's also a reasonable human. For example, when they came up with this policy, they wanted to kill all the elephants. He looked at it and said, no, I don't want to do this, and he put it on hold. And, yeah. Of course, everybody doesn't want to give him kudos when he does it. Well, he's a reasonable human being, like this little girl after she was injured at the Mandalay Bay massacre. And she said, when Donald Trump came out, he's not like the social media. He's a nice person, she said. This is a little exactly. Hispanic girl. I'm thinking, you know, he's a really great guy. He's the kind of guy you could sit down with dinner, whether you're a major football player or just a mom and dad that are from the blue, you know, called blue collar. And you could sit down with Trump, and I can guarantee you, you'd probably have fun joking with the guy. And he's kind of a little touch Asperger's, his sense of dry, kind of inappropriate humor, which I find funny. By the way, if you want to see a real humorous movie, you got to see The Justice League. I saw it with my daughter, Kelsey does Down Syndrome, 24, and my wife, oh my gosh, the dialogue in there was so campy. It's like, you know, a campy president like Donald Trump, and it's not bad, it's entertaining. Trump's not cruel and mean. He's just the guy that says stupid things. And in fact, one of the three boys he brought back from China that were stuck there, one of the fathers tried to start taking the tax against Trump, and Trump just gave him a shot back in the head on his Twitter feed.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that's exactly what he did.
And I saw people. I saw this.
Has a notorious reputation of being a real jerk. The father of the basketball player.
But he's trying to get away with it, right? And then I saw this female journalist on Fox. I'm thinking, you're taking shots at Trump because Trump takes a shot back. If people take a shot at me, legally or otherwise, on the air or off air or whatever, they're going to get double back. I believe in sending double back. And I'm glad that Trump does it. He doesn't do it in a cruel way. He doesn't. It's like, what the heck are you doing that for? I saved your kid.
I
should have left him there. And he said, I should have left him in prison. How much money would anybody else like Barack Obama have to pay out or give him so many ISIS fighters to get if it was, let's say, some weird place like Afghanistan?
Yeah, well, look exactly what he did with Bergdahl. You know, we want one traitor back, and we'll give you five Taliban members. I mean, what kind of trade is that? I mean, that was actually illegal based on what he did. He should have been indicted for that when Obama did that. Because, I mean, he was literally aiding and abetting the enemy and allowing these people to come back onto the battlefield and kill Americans. As far as I know, that's treason.
Well, the first thing, number one, Obama is not an American, didn't have the right to be a president. So anything he signed is ultra vires. It doesn't count. Number two, he's just basically doubled the American debt, opened our borders, put 82,000 criminals back on U.S. streets that committed major crimes like rape and murder, etc. You worry about women? Look at this monster Obama, I call the Abominator, like the Terminator. And then we have Hillary. She doesn't look for women. She's actually getting money from Saudi Arabia and these Muslim countries that abuse the hell out of women.
Exactly.
I'm amazed at her. She's the one that's predatorily went after women. I had them on the show. They were abused by Bill Clinton. And I had these women crying on the show a few years ago about what Bill Clinton did to them. And yet she has the gall and the nerve. This is the most arrogant piece of crap. Person, female or otherwise, beast, I call it the Hilda Beast, that has no right to open her damn mouth. She should be in a jumpsuit in orange and a lockdown prison and never get airtime or a chance to interview by anybody. It's sickening. She needs to go away. Nobody, and they need to forget her. The Democratic Party, if they have any sense, will just completely flush any memory of her and Bill.
Well, they can't, and they're trying to, but the problem is that they're enamored by Bill. They think that Bill is the catalyst and the standard bearer of the Democrat Party, what every Democrat should be like. And, you know, obviously there's a rift within the Democrat Party to say, well, you know, we shouldn't be, you know, giving high praise to Bill Clinton. But they don't look at it that way. They look at it and they say, well, you know, so he did a couple of bad things, big deal, he was a great president. He wasn't a great president.
No, he was an idiot.
He didn't cut taxes. He didn't do any of those things. He didn't balance the budget. That was the 1994 House Republicans under Newt Gingrich and the wave that came into Congress that forced him into those types of positions. The only thing is, because he was president, he got credit for it.
Right, and he also got rid of Glass-Steagall, which has been there since the 1930s, which walled off people's deposits from predatory banks, which created the 2008 catastrophe years later. He didn't protect the border. He literally weaponized North Korea by giving them $6 billion of money and didn't have any way of validating that they weren't building nukes or missiles. I mean, this guy was a grinning moron. He's the kind of guy that, as I say, when I met Bill Clinton at Dakota Ridge High School in 2000 with Hillary, I call Hitlery the Beast, the Hilda Beast, He's the kind of guy who could get a six-pack of beer, go fishing, you'd yuck it up with him laughing, but he'd be, literally, while you're standing there, he'd be taking a leak in your boots, stabbing you in the back with an actual sword or a six-inch scabbard, while he's laughing his head off, telling you a joke. That's the kind of son of a... of hell this man is.
Yeah, he was. Okay. And, you know, thankfully, I think the American people realized it, and they said, no way are we going to let this guy anywhere near the White House ever again. And, you know, even with all the criminal activity that she did and how she stole the election and rigged everything, thank God the American people were smart enough in some of those blue states to give Trump the victory.
Yeah. Okay. Back in a moment, last segment. If you have questions, 877-317-6432.
Actual testimonials from...
Here's a template. Let's draw what 2018 is going to be. We're up to Thanksgiving Day. We want to thank God for America and for Thanksgiving, for all the turkeys that give up their life, except for, I think one turkey's already in a hotel room, and he's going to
get pardoned.
It's a big-ass turkey, too. He's going to get pardoned. He looks pretty. This is like a seriously looking good turkey. And this turkey's going to get pardoned and live the rest of his days in turkey heaven, right? With lots of good food. Probably going to eat cranberries and everything that are good for the turkey. By the way, turkeys are not stupid beings. People always think, well, turkey's stupid. No, turkeys are actually pretty smart birds, aren't they?
I don't know much about turkeys and how smart they may be, but they might be smart. I don't know.
I heard they're smart, but I'll tell you one thing.
Smart. I know
They taste great, okay? And my wife's already got our big turkey, an organic free-range
turkey. Organic
turkey,
yeah.
Yeah, you want organic free-range because otherwise you're going to get loaded up with bacteria. They're going to make you sick, and you're going to get what we call the turkey trots.
The turkey trot.
But here's my prescription for how to fix up a screwed up America. And again, both you and I need to be the Samuel collectively of this president. First, his current lady advisor there should get him to say, look, Trump, you need to get down to Alabama, not just pass through because you're going to have a campaign around the country. You need to support Roy, because if Roy's gone, your agenda's gone too. I think he's just got a hair. One vote one way or the other, and his agenda of this tax thing, and if it dies, if you don't think there's a possibility of a revolution, them getting some kind of Democratic star that'll come in between now and 2018 to start stealing away the election and getting at least the House. They'll try to pass impeachment, but they probably won't have enough for the Senate. But believe me, in 2018 and 2020, you'll constantly hear it in the news. The Congress has decided to pass another bill about impeaching Donald Trump. And Trump won't be able to get a damn thing done because it'll never get through Edwards or the House. And
exactly.
People like Mitch McConnell will be sitting there like a little piglet.
But Mitch doesn't care. What did we talk about? I said, whether they're in the majority or the minority, they don't care. They don't care about the constituents. They don't care about the voters. Because why? They're still going to be able to be piggies at the trough. They're still going to be able to get their lobbyist money, their perks, their pensions, their free rides on everything. So what do they care? They actually would probably rather be in the minority. Why? Because then they don't have to worry about the responsibility of government.
I got a new title for the head of the Senate now, Mitch McConnell. I'll call him Whiner-in-Chief.
No, I would just call him the Kentucky Fried Chicken Mitch McConnell, because that's what I call them.
And, yeah, that's a great one, too.
That nickname has stuck in political vernacular.
That's good. I've got, you see, you're inventing a new political vernacular dictionary.
I've been calling that since 2015, Dr.
Wow.
Bill.
That's good. So, yeah, for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Anyway, I think that Trump needs to back Roy. The next thing he needs to do is he needs to start thinking about names for the next attorney general. For the next attorney general that's going to replace Sessions. The fact that he came back and Sessions doesn't have an active independent counsel going after Uranium One, Sessions needs to go. And unfortunately, for, let's say, Roy Moore, I tend to agree with you that we need to send Sessions back so we don't lose that seat. Sessions doesn't want to go back, but to be honest with you, he makes a crappy attorney general.
Horrible.
He was a good senator. Send him back to Alabama. Man, send him back to Alabama. And as far as Roy goes, I think when Sessions leaves in a year or two, Roy needs to rerun and he'll take over the seat. Okay?
Well, look, you know, as far as a replacement for the Attorney General, I would have said Jeanine Pirro, but I just heard that she got nabbed doing 119 miles an hour in a 65 or a 55. So she just got in major trouble with the law. But she would be fantastic as an attorney general because she would be able to go after the Clintons. Nobody's been more vicious going after the Clintons than Jeanine Pirro. I mean, she ran against Hillary Clinton at one point. So I think that we need an attack dog as an attorney general.
Well, she's awesome, but listen, why was she breaking the sound barrier? If she was breaking,
I don't know what she was doing. I just read about it.
I'll tell you three reasons why. Number one, she's a cancer survivor, so going 119 miles an hour means you can still do it. Okay, that's post-cancer survivor, and I saw her story the other day. Number two, she's probably the smartest female attorney or broadcaster judge I've ever seen. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, she has a Syrian background, and the toughest people on earth are Russians and Syrians.
Yeah, she's a smart gal. There's no question about it.
She's tough, man. If she was the Attorney General, you wouldn't squeak put sideways. And all these rules about women being abused in the Senate and Congress and these stupid rules about you can't file for 90 days and all this crap. And these people have the nerve to go after Roy Moore. But I agree with you. Put Sessions back there. My guess is that if Sessions goes back, Trump doesn't have to take sides on the Roy Moore thing, and Roy will be get a pat in the back and say, listen, if you run again when Sessions has finished his term, which will be a year or two, that Roy can run and he can become the senator. But by that time, after 2018, I guarantee there'll be enough more congressmen and senators that Trump is going to get his full agenda done and more. And by 2020, no matter what star they bring in there, because I heard that even the mayor of Los Angeles is trying to see if he can run, or Peter Thiel is going to challenge him, and another idiot, what's that guy, Mark Cuban?
Oh, yeah,
He's going to try to run as a candidate against Trump in the Republican Party. Mark Cuban is a self-appointed, arrogant SOB. This guy doesn't have a clue how to run a country.
He doesn't have a clue in how to run a basketball team either, according to many things that I've heard.
I don't know why some of these people, just because they made a few bucks doing one thing right, think somehow all of a sudden they've got the golden touch, the touch of Midas. You have to have somebody like Trump who screwed up and actually pulled himself out of a bad screw-up, just like pulling America out of a screw-up in order. He's a proven commodity.
I think the one person that Trump would need to be very, very afraid of if she ever decided to run would be Oprah Winfrey. She can match him in money. She can match him in name recognition. She's a black woman, and she's female. She is a quadruple threat to someone like President Trump. So if they ever ran her, you can kiss the second term goodbye.
I have friends in Florida near her home there. She's a 68,000 square foot home with all blue glass. And this is one of the highest level. There's a form of Santeria type of voodoo type religion that she's into. But Oprah has a heart. She's a brain. She's not stupid.
She's also a hardcore Marxist leftist. Let's not forget
that. That's right. Exactly. But the problem is that she's so far left, I don't think she'd survive politically. I think, honestly, when the people realize, firstly, the problem is Elizabeth Warren and these other maniacs in the Democratic Party don't realize most of the population can't go that far left. You have to be even slightly left to center. Even Hillary Clinton isn't as far left as some of these other people like Warren. And going that far is going to alienate so many Blue Dog and other Democrats, you're never going to get power. And that's why what I see happening is the Democratic Party are committing what I call geopolitical carry. They're sticking the knife in, they move the knife across the gut, they cut off the small bowel, large bowel, and now they're ready to have their entire gut and entrails hang out of them. And they think they're going to get back in power. They're delusional, aren't they?
Well, look, I think if they ran the right type of candidate, all of that goes out the window. And if they ran somebody like Oprah, it would be ugly.
I don't think it would happen. I'll tell you why. Because
I don't want her to run, believe me.
If Trump just gets two things done, if he gets another Supreme Court justice, number one, for pro-life, and he passes some version of the tax bill, right now it's got warts because I know my taxes are going to go up in California and New York. And there's enough senators like, what's his name, Ron Johnson, who basically are going out and he doesn't have to run for office. And he says, listen, you got to make it even for the small business and so on for the large ones. So what I see happening is that when Trump gets at least a few of his agenda things done, plus all the regulatory and other things and the growth of the economy, it wouldn't matter if they put the queen of the universe up for his opponent. They're not going to beat Trump. By 2020, Trump is going to be completely bulletproof. He'll be like a geopolitical ubermensch. He'll be unbeatable.
From your lips to God's ears, they put a black female like Oprah in front, and you can see all the women of America, all the independents, all the people that aren't diehard like us, they would vote for her in a second. It'd be over. But then again, I'm a political analyst, and I get paid to be right.
Yeah, well, I know. And unfortunately, pessimists usually rule, don't they?
Unfortunately. And again, you know, I hate to be like that, but, you know, if I'm going to put my name out there and my reputation on the line, I need to be 100% right every time.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I'm a little jealous of you for this. Because you take a kind of a road where you just look at the ugly facts, if you were a gambler at the gambling tables, you clean out the casino. How's that?
Well,
in other words, you'd know who's holding a good hand and who's holding a crappy hand, and you know when to walk or whether to stand or whatever. And you're right. I mean, right now, if Trump doesn't back Roy Moore, and if he doesn't get another judge or two elected before 2018 and doesn't increase his strength in the House and Senate, the last couple of years of his presidency are going to be ugly. And you're right. If they put Oprah Winfrey or somebody that the women of the country and the independents and the flubba-blubs that really don't care but want to have a celebrity in there, you're right. It could be ugly.
It could get ugly quick. And someone like that would totally ruin America.
Bye-bye, American Pie. Bye-bye, American Pie. Eh?
That's exactly what it would be, yeah.
Hey, guys, did you know...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.